Welcome to Lugano Pickers Online Church on the 9th Sunday after Pentecost, which is 2nd of August 2020. I'm Irun Kim, the minister of LPUC. Later in the service, Jan is going to read the Bible, carry it to lead prayers for others. And today's service will include the sharing in Holy Communion. If you like, then you may take a time to prepare your communion elements. You may want to gather bread or crackers and grape juice. If you don't have grape juice, use your best judgment on a replacement such as orange juice, water, or wine. Today's story, Jesus feeds the 5,000, is a contrast to what we can do in worship in these strange days. We currently cannot meet friends and fellow church members in person at church. So you may think of the names of people at church you know. If you don't know names, think about something that reminds you of that person. In doing so, you may gather your congregation around you today in your home. And remember, we are not alone. We are just apart. Having said that, we have a responsive call to worship. Here we are. Remembering when we could gather as a congregation. We worship now in our own homes. Remembering how Jesus drew the crowds. We worship knowing He draws us still in solidarity. Remembering how Christ fed the hungry. We worship now for food for the soul, each solitary one of us a part of that glorious noisy crowd. Let us worship and praise God by singing, hymning, or listening to the first song, 10,000 Reasons.
draws me, and my time has come. Steal my soul, sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then
many fast food restaurants. Can you name some? I can, you know, such as McDonald's, Hungry Jack's, KFC, Pizza Hut, Subway, and so on. For example, one of them, McDonald's, is the world's largest restaurant chain by revenue, serving over 69 million customers daily in over 120 countries, across almost 38,000 outlets as of 2018. Although McDonald's is the best known for its hamburgers, cheeseburgers, and French fries, they feature chicken products, breakfast items, soft drinks, milkshakes, wraps, and desserts. I'm not particularly just promoting this particular fast food restaurant, but just this example. So what is your favorite fast food restaurant? What is your favorite meal and drink from there? Have you ever felt hungry? What about the starving? Have you ever eaten too much? What happened? The feeding of the 5,000 was the first ever supersized meal. If you look at the Gospel of John 6, you can find that a boy shared his food with his disciples. Therefore, the miracle could be taken place. And I guess it might be like a little, like, you know, kind of food in this container. How easy would they find it to share what they have? The story of Jesus' miracle of feeding a huge crowd with 5 loaves and a couple of small fish, blessed by Jesus, help us to understand that life is not about hoarding possessions and belongings, but it's rather about sharing what we have and giving generously. All the giving to others can sometimes feel like we are losing something. It is then that we realize that we gain a bigger blessing. How can we share food today? We can share food by various ways. For instance, by food banks here in church, or send money to a charity, and so on. One of our church home groups has been providing sausage sizzle to people who live in our neighboring suburb, not because of the lack of food, but because of lack of friendship they have. Today, I'd like to introduce this group's leader, Laurie. Laurie, thank you for coming today.
Welcome. Hi, thank you.
And so, Laurie, how long have you been doing that?
Well, it's been about 2.5 years now that we've been providing about every 4 to 6 weeks just a barbecue, a simple barbecue on the footpath down to the public housing area.
So, what was the motivation actually to start this ministry?
Some years ago, the church held a Mission Sunday, and we were looking at ways of engaging further with the community. And from that, we already had an existing connection with a resident, and I thought, what could I do? And I thought, a simple thing is a barbecue. That enables a friendship and relaxed connection.
Wow. So how things have been going, particularly in this COVID-19 pandemic situation?
Well, it's been really positive. Right from the start, we've been having about between 10 and 15 people come each time. And there's been connection. It's not only just been one way. We just provide some bread and some sausages and some onion. But other residents have been providing seats and cold drinks for us. Somebody even rang up in them one summer when he was concerned about whether we were going to have a total fire ban. So it's been quite good. And, of course, with COVID, we had to develop a COVID plan and have hand sanitizer and keep our social distance.
Wow, well done. Yeah. So, well, lastly, I'd like to ask you, what have you learned, from this, ministry?
Well, it's just that simple acts of kindness is a way of engaging with people and encouraging them and having opportunities to share our faith in simple ways.
Thank you, Laurie, for coming and just sharing what you have doing at the our neighbouring Sorbo. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello everyone, my name's Jan and I'm going to share the Bible reading with you today. We're reading from Matthew chapter 14 verses 13 to 21. And it's entitled Jesus Feeds the 5,000. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." "We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish," they answered. "Bring them here to me," he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the word of the Lord. Praise be to God.
The gospel story Jesus feeds the 5,000 we are going to look at today makes it unique and especially significant because it is the only miracle that is mentioned in all 4 gospels. It is the only account in which Jesus asked his disciples something to do before he performed the miracle. And it is the only time that Jesus ever performed a miracle before such a huge crowd. To understand this event, we must see it in context. In the story, Matthew writes, When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew to a lonely place. When the crowds heard it, they followed him from the towns. Well, what was this which Jesus had heard? What was this news which had come to him and to the villagers round about? Simply this, that John was dead. King Herod had ordered him beheaded in jail. John's disciples had buried his body, and then had brought the word to Jesus. From childhood, Jesus had known John because their mothers were cousins. As Jesus had begun his own teaching, it had been John who had presented him to the people and baptized him at the Jordan River. Now John was dead. Imagine the anxiety and despair which must have prevailed among his scattered disciples. And now the word had reached Jesus and his disciples. Well, don't you think that Jesus knew the thought of his followers and friends? Don't you think he perceived their despair? Of course he did. No doubt about that. Now, note carefully what happened there in that lonely place that day. As news of John's death spread among the villages, the people from the whole surrounding country also came to that Galilean hillside where Jesus was. And in the evening of that day, feeding the multitude of people, Jesus revealed to his disciples one of the revolutionary truths of the divine-human relationship. One of the most exciting prospects the human mind can ever grasp. See verse 16. Responding to the disciples' concern for the crowd, Jesus said to them, "You give them something to eat." But they were unable to do this, saying, "We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish." What Jesus said here is, "You feed the people." And the disciple said is, "We don't have what it takes." But the story doesn't end here. And I don't think Jesus ever intended it should. There was something he wanted to teach those people, to show them, to demonstrate. He was now about to teach through action, not a teaching story, but a teaching act. So he said, "Bring those loaves and fish to me." What he was saying here is that, let's see if together you and I might be able to feed those people. So they brought the loaves and the fish. And Jesus blessed them. And what next? He gave them back to his disciples, saying, "Now, you give this to the people." They did. And all the people were fed. The disciples must have been utterly amazed at what happened there. They must have thought, with him apparently anything is possible. I'm sure, as he said in today's gospel reading, he had compassion on the large number of people who hadn't had their evening meal. But after all, they were not going to starve before morning, as they may have missed only one meal. Jesus didn't feed them to save their lives, but he fed them for some other reason. And the reason really was his disciples, their encouragement, their perception of who he intended them to be in their relationship with him. And who did he intended them to be? Co-workers, partners. Jesus was letting his disciples know that he and they were in partnership. He was letting all of us know that God involves his people in working together with him to get things done in the world. In a partnership, each brings to it what he has. Each commits his resources to a common purpose. on his side of his partnership, our Lord has hugely given. For the purpose of redeeming the world, the Father gave his Son, and the given Christ gave his life. And so he invites all of us to bring what we have, our loaves and our fish, placing them in his hands, committing them to this same purpose, entering into partnership with him. The Apostle Paul writes of God's people as workers together with him. Historically, God has always worked with the people and through people to get things done in the world. Remember that it was with the food the disciples brought to Jesus that he fed the multitude. It is the way of God to use human instrumentality to accomplish his purpose. Perhaps he could bypass the human instrumentality and get his work done without the participation of his people, but he rarely does, if ever. The plain fact is that wherever God has done things in the world, somebody has been there helping him do them. Perhaps Jesus could have fed that multitude without the 5 loaves and 2 fish which the disciples brought to him, but he didn't. He let his disciples help, and he used what they brought. Think about how God has taken his people into partnership with him. Remember when the great flood was coming and God wanted to spare a few people who were righteous? He called the man Noah and said, "Prepare an ark." When God wanted to establish and train a special branch of the human family, he said to the man Abraham, "Get out of your own country and go to a land that I will show you." When God wanted to get his slave people out of Egypt, he stopped the man Moses on a mountain, path in Midian, and said to him, "Go down and lead my people out." When God wanted to construct a temple in Jerusalem, he spoke to the man Solomon, saying, "Build me a house." When God wanted to strengthen and encourage his people in Babylonian exile, he called the man Ezekiel and said, "Speak to these people." When God wanted at Damascus to bring aid to Saul of Tarsus, he summoned the man Ananias, saying, "Arise and go into the street called Straight." And now hear this. When God wanted to get his Son into the world, even then, and especially then, he spoke to a human person, to a woman named Mary, and said, "You shall bear a son, call his name Jesus." The Son, this Christ, is at work in the world today, and he invites us to join him. But you may say, perhaps, you know, there is much I can do. There is much that I can bring. My talents are small, my resources few. Well, let us be reminded that this is precisely what those disciples believed when they brought to Jesus their 5 loaves and 2 fish. But they didn't bring them. This is the important thing. They didn't bring those loaves and fish, and they were surprised. And you may be too, when you bring what you have got, however small and of whatever kind, when what you give is put together with what God gives, miracles happen. Here is an example. Where 2 and 2 do not necessarily equal 4, for the combination of your gift with the gift of God is not a matter of addition, but of multiplication. And if 2 times 2 is 4, and 4 times 4 is 16, and 16 times 16 is 258, who can tell what the end will be? What the final values are? You may think your life's assets are very small. Your time short, your abilities ordinary, your talents not enough, your strength unequal to your needs. but only bring these assets into the partnership with God, and you will be amazed to discover how really great they are. Those disciples with Jesus long ago made the discovery that they had far more than they supposed, if only it were put into his hands. While they learned that they had more than they had thought they had, they also learned, I think, that without the Lord, it wasn't worth very much. In John 15:5, Jesus says, "Without me, you can do nothing." In Matthew 19:26, "With God, all things are possible." Is it not reasonable then that God, who is a doer and wants to get things done in the world, should invite us into partnership with him? There is a profound truth saying, without God, we cannot. Without us, he will not. He seeks the human instrumentality through whom to work. We need the divine touch to accomplish anything which ultimately will matter very much. Partnership with God. It is here that all of life's good qualities are at their best, that all of life's assets are worth their most, that life's joy of achievement reaches its hardest summit. Those simple pupils, but participants, not just receivers but givers, this understanding of who they were began to come close, clear to the first disciples of Jesus long ago. May it be so clear to us today that it will take possession of us, mind and soul. Workers together with God. This is who we are. In every kind of word we can say, every thoughtful action we can do, in every warm greeting we can offer, in every glory we can share, in every healing touch we can bring to the hurt of another. Partnership with God in the ways we use, whatever loaves and fish we shall ever have at our command to give. Amen. I thought it is perfect to have communion today because it reminds us of what Jesus had done for us. He shared his life for us and commands us to remember that and follow his footsteps. Hope you may experience of the presence of God, his mercy, his forgiveness, grace and blessing as you partake communion. And now, let us prepare for communion while we may sing or hum or listen to the song. Grace is thy We are experiencing Holy Communion in a new way today. Though physically separated from one another, we are still bound together as a family through our baptism. As members of the household of God, we now join together virtually, yet still present to one another as we gather from across the kilometers. This presence is marked by our shared praises and prayers, our shared hearing and affirming of God's word, and now our shared eating. And now as we share in the great thanksgiving, you may respond in some parts. Now the great thanksgiving. The peace and presence of the Lord be with us. So we lift up our hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God, because it is the right thing to do, not only now, but always, day after day after day. Let us pray. We thank you, Creator God, that you made us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away, our love failing and our bodies diseased, you reached out to us again and again, providing healing, wholeness, and new life. When the flood came, you provided an ark. When the plagues came, you provided safety. When evening came, you provided a pillar of fire. When exile came, you provided a new song. Day after day after day, your love remained steadfast. Here is your response. Day after day after day. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn together. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of our Lord. Blessed is your Son who came to preach the good news to the poor, release to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, freed the oppressed, and announced that the time had come when you would save your people. Jesus healed the sick. He is healing the sick now. He will heal the sick day after day after day. Let us hear what had happened on the night in which he gave himself up for us. He took bread, gave thanks to you and broke the bread and gave to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup and gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let us be a community of healer and hope givers as together we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Let us pray. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on this gift of bread and the juice. Let them be for us the body and blood of Christ, so that we may be for the world the body of Christ, made whole by his witness, passion and life. In this season of social distancing, may you remind us that we are never spiritually distant from you. We belong to your body. Your response, we belong to your body. May the Spirit use us to heal and reconcile in Jesus' name. And now, Holy Spirit, make us one in Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the people and all the world. Amen. Let us say together the Lord Totos. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. This bread reminds us that any life, no matter how broken or sick or distorted it may become, can be made whole again. This cup reminds us that any life, no matter how empty or lonely or isolated it may become, can be filled again. These are the gifts of God for the family of God. I invite you to prayerfully partake in Holy Communion by whatever means you have. Let us pray. Day after day after day, you give yourself to us in two or three gathered in your name, in connection across the kilometers, in bread and juice. As we go from this gathering around your table, may we feel restored to your body, companioned by your people, and sustained by the power of your Spirit, as we witness to your healing and reconciling work through Christ our Lord. Amen. I would like to encourage you to finish the leftover communion elements or return them to the earth as a respectful way to dispose of them. Thank you.
Good morning. My name's Kerry Ryan, and I'm giving the prayers for others. Please join me as we pray. Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're able to meet together online without fear of danger. The rain and sunshine we've received during this week have been of great help to our farmers, gardens, parks, and general surroundings, despite some damage from storms and heavy seas on the coast of New South Wales. Our special prayers are for Elizabeth Russell for comfort, peace, and your healing touch, as well as for many of our elderly members who feel alone. Today, Lord, we pray especially for an end to this pandemic. We pray for your strengthening of all those committed to offering costly leadership during this crisis, including governments, hospital workers, paramedics, police, and Defence Force members. We also pray for all who are ill, those anxious about getting ill, those who are full of grief, and those who have died. Aware of our fragility, we pray for your grace to sustain us as we do what we can to end this pandemic. Your compassionate, peaceful, and creative response to many crises is our model, including in our Sunday Gospel of Matthew 14:13-21. As we worship in Resurrection Faith on Sunday, the 2nd of August, we offer our heartfelt prayer in your Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
I have several announcements today. There were a few birthdays among Lugano Picos Uniting members during the last week. Debbie on the 28th and Shirley on the 30th. So happy birthday to Debbie and Shirley. If I miss yours, then happy birthday to all of you. Again, there will be another virtual morning tea today around 11:15 a.m. after this online church. Zoom will be opened from 11 for 11:15 meeting. So see you soon. And Natalie provides a kids lesson or activities resource for our children by email. So if you want to receive this, please contact her by email or mobile on the bottom of the screen. There will be a church council meeting next Tuesday, which will be 4th of August, to discuss about reopening church and returning to church worship gatherings and so on. So please pray for the church council. This is an end of today's online church. If you are willing to get connected with us or simply having any question or inquiry, please contact me via email or phone on the bottom of the screen. So this is a blessing. In the power of the Holy Spirit, we now go forth into the world to fulfill our calling as the people of God, the body of Christ. Go in peace, love and care for one another in the name of Christ. And may the love of God rest upon you. May the transforming grace and mercy of Christ Jesus dwell within you. And may the Holy Spirit uplift and sustain and bless you in God's service, both now and always. Amen. Thank you for your participation today, and thank you for all those people who took part of this service. Thank you. And hope you have a very blessed day and very blessed week. See you next week. I got no worries. Me.